Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am joined by Bruce Hurd, who owns the Monkey Wrench here in town on the west side and does all kinds of different art. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about the shop, what's in it, where you get your ideas, because it is an interesting place for anyone who's not been in there.
Well, my shop is located at 18 North Cedar Avenue on the west side. I've been in there, it seems, going on 2 years now. And August will be 2 years. But time's flying, and I still have a lot to do. I'm always working every day at it. So, my store is full of, some people call it oddities. I don't. But some are odd. Some of my work is, I guess. But I do my own artwork. I paint. I make lamps, furniture, just about anything. And I do sell antiques. And then next year, sometime, I don't know exactly when, but I am going to start serving coffee and pastries and stuff there as well.
Oh, great. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
It's a nice, cozy shop. So I feel like that'll make people want to hang out. And every time you go in, there's something different.
Well, it kind of started from that when people would say, God, I wish I could just hang out here. I wish I had a reason to hang out. So we're going to give them a reason.
That makes sense to me. One thing I've always liked that I've seen you do is the lights that are made out of old cameras.
Yeah, and I just picked up another camera this morning, so there should be a new one in pretty soon.
Ooh. Yeah, that's one of those things I enjoy is you take things and you turn them into something that's functional, but it's just a cool piece, whether it's an old doll or a camera. I don't know, the 47 million other things you have in there. Where do you get ideas for that?
Well, they just kind of come to me. Sometimes I'll see something and I'll know exactly what to do with it. Other times I'll find something and I'll just set it aside until, pops in my head, oh, I can do that. And sometimes I'll be working with something thinking I have an idea, and right in the middle of the project, it'll change. So, and when you spoke about cameras, I like to take things that are not cameras and make them look like a camera. So I've done a few of those, and I just finished one made out of an old index box to look like a camera.
So. Very cool. I'll have to stop by soon. So you kind of collect everything that you work with a variety of different ways.
Yeah.
What's your most common method of just finding new stuff to do? Is it going to antique shops? Is it buying out storage units? What are you doing?
You know, I used to do a lot of estate sales, auctions, all that. And now it just kind of comes to me. But I do go out and prowl around. Sometimes it's just something laying on the side of the road. And I go, okay, we're going to give that new life. So I've had a lot of people just bringing me stuff saying, I don't have any use for this. I know you can do something with it. So right now I'm working on a clock that this lady gave me. She didn't think it was worth anything, but it will be when I get finished.
Very cool. What is your favorite thing you've ever made? Or like top five, because I know picking one can be hard. We all have, they're all our babies.
Well, this really isn't an artistic piece that I finished, but right now it's one of the favorite things I've done, because when I do things for people and it makes them smile and it makes them happy, that's the best thing that I can do. And I don't necessarily do furniture repair, but like if someone says, can you strip this dresser and repaint it? No, I don't do that. So I do like to be more artistic in my work. But I had a lady come in, and she had an old dresser, probably from the 30s, and had a swivel mirror on it. And one of her acquaintances thought they were going to fix it, and they drilled holes through it and ruined it.
Oh, no.
And she was heartbroken over it. I mean, she had this for many years and found it with her mom, and then they refinished it. So it meant a lot to her. And I said, why don't you bring it by? And so she did, and we made the holes disappear, and she didn't know where they went. And I said, that's the object. So when she left my shop with that, that gave me good feelings, because it gave her good feelings.
That's fantastic. Absolutely love that. Like, what a gift to be able to do that for someone.
So my shop just isn't the artwork. It's many other things that I do.
Absolutely. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Bruce Hurd.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, sit a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to The Scene. I'm here today joined by Bruce Hurd, owner of The Monkey Wrench. Where are you finding inspiration from? Like, are you... I know, like, some of it just comes to you, but do you ever look at, like, movies or music or old toys, anything like that, just to get ideas?
Sometimes that happens, but most of the time, I don't know, it comes to me. You know, you've heard people interviewed artists, like musicians, and they say, you know, how'd you come to that? Some just does. I don't know. It just does. I look at something and I start fiddling with it, and before you know it, I have something. And that those turn out to be the best pieces is when I'm not trying to plan anything.
The spontaneity kind of
makes
it better.
And I've had stuff where I've built it, taken it down to the store, and then I look at it and go, nah, that ain't right. So I'll take it home and reinvent it.
What's kind of your process? Like, you find stuff and you kind of mess around with it, but, like, give me, like, 5-minute clip in the day of Bruce Hurd. Are you listening to music while you're putting stuff together? Like, I just talked with another guest recently who listens to murder podcasts while she's making beautiful pressed flower bouquets. So I'm curious now. I want to hear what everyone else is listening to.
Yeah, I do listen to music, and I'm very eclectic in art, music, everything in my life. So I don't like just one thing. But I do listen to music all the time, so that puts me in a good spot. So sometimes I might wake up at 4 a.m, I can't sleep, I might throw some heavy metal on, and then other times just some jazz. So music's all over the place, and it just depends on my mood. And the process of doing stuff is just putting something on the table and start working with it. And see what happens.
See what appears.
Yeah.
Almost like magic.
Yeah, I did a painting of Jesus on a Sunday morning. I got up and I just said, hey, Jesus, can I paint you? And I never did anything like that before. And I didn't really use any brushes, mostly my hands, and just start smearing paint. And next thing you know, there he was. So that's my process. I don't know.
Just whatever happens.
Yeah. You know,
sometimes that's just the go with the flow is what makes the best art sometimes. Because I think as makers, as creators, as artists, we can get so bogged down in this is what I want it to look like. This is what I think I should be doing. That having those days where you just are like, no, just let it flow.
Yeah.
It makes you better.
When I first started art, because I haven't done this all my life, so when I first started doing it, I was like, oh, I probably need to take lessons. And that's great for some people because you need to learn techniques and all that. But my techniques are just experimenting. And so for me, experimenting, and that's like on-the-spot experimenting. That's not like experiment and then put it into the process. It's experimenting.
Learn as you go, learn on the fly. I like it.
On the spot, yeah.
You said you haven't done this your whole life. How did you get started? I'm curious.
I guess I've always been creative because I've always liked to make things. But when I left the music business, I toured with music groups. I did production, concert lighting, and video. And I loved that because every day was different. And there was a lot of freedom in it. And when I left that, I was just like, I need something to do. And I knew that my time with that career was done, and I needed to move on to something else, but I didn't know what. And so I thought, just for the time being, I'm going to sell some antiques and make a few lamps or something. And it just kind of snowballed from there, and people took a shine to stuff. And then I would experiment with something, and people would buy it. So I said, hey, maybe I'm onto something here. And now it's pretty much all I think about, with the exception of my daughter.
Well, of course. Of course. That is very important, especially because a lot of what you're doing, I know I've been in the store and you've talked about things that you've done that she really likes.
Yeah. And she works on art, so I encourage her. And I said, everything that you do is not going to come out the way you want it to or think it's going to come out. I've thrown away many things that I didn't like. And it doesn't matter if you invest 10 hours in something. If it's not right, it's not right. You can't put it out to the public.
It's a good life lesson for everybody.
Yeah.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Bruce Hurd. You're back on the scene, and I am here today with Bruce Hurd, owner of the Monkey Wrench on the West Side. Bruce, you used to be on the square, and then you moved, like you said, about a year and a half ago, 2 years in August. How's business been? How was moving? Did people struggle to find you, or were like people excited to come see the new spot? Because the new spot is beautiful. You've done an amazing job in there.
Yeah, the old spot, you know, it was just kind of like a starting point, test the waters, you know, see how I did. And so once I was there after a year, then it was time to do something else. And when I found this location, I was kind of, you know, going, is this the right place or not? Is it too small? But it ended up being home. And it's a small store, but it's right for me. And yeah, so now it's like the equivalent of being where the last location, there's not a lot of foot traffic. So now I say it's like having a pulse now. So
I was going to say, you're right by Red Silo. You're right next to World Foods. Got Father Tom's over there. You've got so much nightlife, and you are one of the few places in town that actually stays open past 6 o'clock.
I am nightlife. Yes, I stay up until 9 o'clock. And I do that because there's so many people that want something to do. And so I tease people and I say, I'm kind of like the Cracker Barrel store on steroids, you know, because they go out to eat, or while they're waiting for a table, they come by the store and they shop, and it gives them something to do. And so that's why I want to do the coffee and the pastries, because now people, if they go and do something, they have a stopping place to sit back and relax.
I like that. Cracker Barrel store on steroids is probably going to be my new favorite line.
And I pride myself on the lighting aspect. So when people come in, the lighting's right. The music to me is right, because even if somebody doesn't necessarily like the music I'm playing, it doesn't scare them off. And I don't think it does, because I usually get compliments on it. So we have good smell in there with the right candles burning, the right music, and the right lighting to make it a very comfortable atmosphere.
The ambiance is very welcoming, and it, like, you walk in and I don't know, it just feels like a cool place to be. Like you're going to turn around and see someone filming there, well, like meet someone interesting. It's just it's a great vibe.
I've had people film there for many different things. It was funny, during prom season, I had a lot of parents call up and say, can we do a photo shoot for prom there?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so, I like that.
And people walk by and they'll come in and they say, I felt like a moth, because as soon as I saw those lights, it just drew me in.
That's fantastic. Especially and with all the lights you create, it does. It draws people in. And especially because, like, across from it, you've got that new building, but that's, you know, it's salons and offices and things like that. It's just like this nice little welcome to the West Side almost.
Yeah. And I know I'm going to have to do, I have in the plans to kind of update my signage and stuff outside, so people have a better idea of what I am inside, because it's hard to see inside. And
especially if you're just driving by.
Like, I had a guy come in one day and he was a little high-strung fella, and he's like, what you got going on in here? And I said, art and antiques. He goes, heard you're serving beverages. I said, not yet, but soon. And he goes, oh, you're going to be serving booze? And I said, no. And he goes, okay, see ya.
Just another day on Cookeville's West Side.
Yeah.
How has the community over there, or the city in general, how's they embraced the new shop?
It's been great. I mean, everybody around me, they've been very supportive. So it's been nothing but good for me over there. So I was nervous, just like, you know, we're all nervous about the unknown. Oh, we don't know what something is, you know, and then you just have to go, you know what, just chill out. It'll work itself out. And it has. And I still got some kinks to work out. But for the most part, I'm pretty happy over there.
Well, that's good. And one more time, what's the address so people can come see you?
18 North Cedar Avenue on the west side, historic west side, that is.
And what are your hours? You're open till 9?
Right now, I'm only open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and it's noon to 9 p.m.
Perfect. Everyone go visit Bruce Hurd at the Monkey Wrench. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.